In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. This morning I'd like to begin by telling you about a wonderful presentation that I saw recently when I went to the meeting for the Young at Heart, which was on Thursday. Now, as many of you know, if you go to these meetings, they always try and bring someone in to kind of talk to the group. And this time they brought in someone who was going to talk about gardening, because we are finally getting close to spring. So she discussed a few things. She looked at when to plant. She talked about what to plant, and then she told us how we would plant those. And she discussed the importance of weeding and when it is we should begin weeding. Then she talked about one other thing. She talked about pruning. Now, this was interesting because they brought in a rose plant that was probably close to about 2 feet tall. Her assistant then began to prune while the woman kind of discussed about what she's doing and how she's doing it. Now, when she was done, the plant was probably less than half the size that it was when she first brought it in. Now, many of you who are gardeners understand the importance of what they did. And she explained, though, that in order for this plant to really grow, it needed to be pruned. In order for it to be healthy, it needed to have the dead branches removed from it. In order for it to flower to its fullest, it needs to be allowed to do that by removing that which is no longer needed. Now, throughout the scriptures, we see this idea of pruning being used as an illustration for the spiritual life. When it comes to our particular journey that we are on, it means even more, because Lent is all about removing things. And this morning's reading is one that reminds us of this idea as well. So today, let us consider the importance of removing the things that are truly not needed and the barriers in life in order to find ourselves transformed in Christ. So our reading this morning takes place in our Lord's home. People found out that he was home, so they went to see him. They went to hear him, and of course, they went, hopefully, to be healed by him as well. The reading says, "And many were gathered together, so that there was no longer room for them, not even about the door. And he was preaching the word to them." The reading continues, and it tells us about a man who was certainly in need of being healed, for this man was paralyzed. The scripture said that because of his paralysis, he was carried to the house by his friends. But they, of course, could not get in because there was such a loud crowd there. So they went up to the roof, and we hear the following from the scriptures. They removed the roof above him, and when they had made an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic lie. Now, each time I read this story, I begin to think about this issue of the different obstacles. The paralyzed man had a few obstacles that he had to overcome, didn't he? First, he had the obstacle of his own illness. He knew that Christ could help, but how? How was he going to get there alone? His paralysis made it impossible to do that by himself, so he overcame it with help. He overcame it with help from his friends. But they soon had another problem, didn't they? The house was packed, so there was no way for them to get in. So the friends decided the best thing that they could do was to go around. But where could they go? Well, they went up, right? Once again, they went up, and as we know from the story, they went up and they put a hole in the roof, and then they were able to send their friend down. Upon seeing this, Christ decided to heal him. But he didn't just heal him physically. He healed him spiritually as well. See, this man was seeking to be transformed. In order for that to happen, though, he had to remove barriers. He had to get rid of things that were in his way, stopping him from reaching Christ. Once he did that, he was able to receive the healing that he needed. In a very real way, we are doing the very same thing. Our Lenten journey is one where we are, of course, seeking Christ. We are seeking him in order to be changed. We are seeking him in order to be transformed, in order to grow closer to him. But in our lives, there are things that hinder that growth. And these things are different barriers. Sometimes they are behaviors that we might need to change. Sometimes it means that we just need to reduce the time spent on things other than developing a relationship with Christ. It means to focus more on Christ and not what goes into our mouths. Now, none of this is easy, though. So what are we to do? Well, we have to do like the paralyzed man did this morning. First, we do all of this together as a church centered in prayer. During the weeks of Lent, the church offers us services where we gather as friends and family in order to pray. It is a time where we offer prayers for ourselves, but we also offer these prayers for one another. It is a time where we also have the opportunity to gather to receive communion, which only happens as a community centered on Christ. We also remove barriers through our fast. The fast is the way that we cut away, trim back, and prune away the things that we no longer need in our lives. The things that might be holding us back from growing. The things that need to be cut away so that we can grow, so that we can bloom and bear the fruit that our Lord so desires from each of us. My friends and my family, as we continue our Lenten journey, let us remember that barriers most certainly do exist. But these things are not insurmountable. Together as a Christ-centered family and by prayerfully considering what it is we no longer need to hold on to, we can grow and be transformed in Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.